So just let yourself be easy. Let us come into this moment with everything that seems to be before us and everything that seems to be in our minds, hiding nothing, bringing all of us right here. Nothing, no one is excluded. Everyone and everything is welcome. We're wanting to experience that space within us that knows no suffering, that knows no loss, where there is abundance of love, of light, of comfort. It's the oasis in the desert, coming out of the scorched sun and resting here. Laying our head down. Taking nice, deep, easy breaths. Letting the breath expand. Expanding the chest and the lungs. Letting the spirit be the breath. Breathing the lungs. Any discomfort, just being gentle. Just softening, no need to resist, nothing to push, nothing to pull, nothing to make happen. Letting spirit breathe for us. Letting the breath expand in the chest. Down to the toes, deep, deep, deep. And letting go. Letting the breath go above to the head, the neck. Just softening, soothing, comforting. The great comforter is here with us, healing every wound, every pain, with the balm of love. Perhaps you see this as a light, or you feel it as a sensation, but it is real. It's not your imagination. Let this balm soothe you and comfort you. Let your weary head rest. Just letting the breath move, letting spirit breathe you. And we can join in saying, Spirit, or God or Allah or inner wisdom or love or peace, Jesus, whatever name is your comfort. I want to give you everything that is hidden within me that I have been afraid to look at. I want to place it on this beautiful altar and give it over to you. You take it. I don't know what it is even or how to deal with it, but I know you do. So you might imagine a huge golden plate. Or perhaps it's something you put on a boat and let it sail away. You just feel a sense of lightness. However you do this is good. And if your mind is heavy with concern for a beloved or a situation, bring them in. Invite them in. Open the door for the stranger. Let them in. We need not solve problems or fix things. All we're being asked to do is be a bearer of light, the light of love, the light of spirit, the light of the comforter, the healer, deep within us. We bring everything into that space, including ourselves. There is so much love here, so much light. And we can look upon our beloved one, or if it's a number of beloveds that come, it does not matter, and say to them, you seem to be suffering. You seem to be having this very difficult experience. Yet still there is light. Still there is love within you. I join with that love. I invite that love. And I trust Spirit is taking care of everything beyond my understanding. Imagine the light growing. Like when we're driving, you see a little light peeking through something, and then suddenly it's fully lit. The sky is fully lit. There is a cry in the world for this light. Let us give this world the purpose of each one of us opening to experience this light more and more and more. Let us give our willingness to join together in this mighty, wondrous, beautiful, amazing purpose of opening the heart, breathing the heart open, opening these inner eyes, the inner vision that has been sleeping, the heart that perhaps is dormant in places, now is opening. The eyes are opening to see the light. And if there is a little discomfort, that's okay. It's part of the opening. It's part of the healing. This inner light blesses all, doesn't discriminate, doesn't exclude, doesn't quantify or qualify or analyze. The light just wants to pour through us. That's all it wants to do. So let's join in our willingness to allow. Let's allow it. It is our birthright. So we are only asking for that which is already ours to ask for. A treasure we have had always. And now we are ready to experience it. Can you feel the sense of anticipation, the hush, just a sense of knowing? The light is here. The light is truly, truly here. Let us give our thanks. Let us rejoice that the light is here. I bow to the coronavirus for its power to bring this light forth. And I trust that it is here for the healing of the whole planet. Namaste.